Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, it's debate countdown time. Here's what I tell everyone.
We got debates for you, folks. We're going to break her down today.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
Where would that be, I wonder?
Where stars and stripes.
Oh, there we go.
An eagle fly.
USA, baby.
It's a big old
welcome to What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
Glad to have you aboard. Big debate on Wednesday. Donald J. Trump will not be there. So in lieu of that news, he will not be there. Is that a proper English, in lieu of that news? In lieu of usually means this instead of that, doesn't it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I might have stepped on it there. My English teacher, Claude Juk, might be spinning
instead
in his grave.
Instead of, I believe, is in lieu.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if the debate Wednesday featured Donald Trump and several other candidates for president of the United States, who would be the one person everybody would be talking about, watching? That'd be Donald Trump, of course. He's not going, and it's hard to blame him for not going. I wish he would have. I'd love to have him been there and just give us a little flavor of what these debates are going to be like, but he's not going. And so, therefore, all the other candidates are going to have to come up with a different strategy. Chris Christie won't care. He'll still be pounding away on Trump. But I want to know who you're rooting for. We've got a debate to watch Wednesday. We're going to have it on the flag, by the way. We have a debate watch party. Limited seats available for that. We're getting close to capacity, but if you shoot me a text, 701-367-2054, try and sneak you into the watch party on Wednesday. We're doing that because we want to have not only the debate on, but also want to hear from people after the debate from North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, our region, on what they thought, who won, who lost, all of that. So doing a little debate party on Monday. We're looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. Steve Hallstrom from the Steve Hallstrom Show here on the flag, Fargo, will be in Milwaukee tomorrow and Wednesday with the coverage as well. So we got a lot planned for the debate. But who are you rooting for in that debate? Trump's not there. Who are we rooting for? There could be a contingent of folks saying, hey, what the heck? We've never had a governor run for president before. Let's go for Doug Burgum. Let's see how the governor presents the state to a national audience and goes for him. There could be some of that. There could be, no, I got to find an ideological match or someone that will fight as hard as Donald Trump. Who would that be? Honestly, I got to say, if I had to pick right now, it would be Vivek. Seems to be the guy that's got some cojones to fight in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
DeSantis has proved in Florida that he's able to fight and win. But there's just something about the way he comes across that doesn't give you the impression that he's going to really go in there and do Trump-like battle.
He's shooting back at Trump now, and he's not focused on where he needs to be focused, which is on the middle and the independents and the, you know, Trump's got MAGA locked up. He's got, you know, they were talking about the demographic breakdowns of the voter base for the GOP. It's, you know, Trump's got a third of them locked up.
Right.
But he's got to, you know, his job is to win. And now, and anybody else on that stage Wednesday, their job is to get to the middle, get to the, win them. And then you might, who knows how it'll play, but.
Well, I think Donald Trump benefited immensely from Hillary Clinton being his opponent in 2016. Because she was just not likable. So if we have a rematch, Biden v. Trump, people maybe, the people you're talking about that he's got to win now, Kev, could fairly be Trump fatigued a little bit, right? Oh, gosh. And it really feels like he's was on the stage for 4 years and continues to be on the stage after the fact since 2020, and here we are in 2023. So 7 years, 8 years, do I want another 4 years of this? This is, again, what those in the mushy middle,
yep,
the persuadables, are thinking. My contention, call me crazy, is that Donald Trump is going to be, like he was in 2016, the preferred candidate, flaws and all, according to the mushy middle. They consider those flaws. The rest of us consider that actually doing what you say you're going to do and fighting. He might again be in a position to be, you know, I mean, I don't think Biden's not likable in the way Hillary Clinton was not likable, but I think he's incompetent and has the issues of his age and everything else that are piling up. I think Trump wins that matchup, because I think the persuadables are going to see in their eyes, again, not mine, the lesser of two evils, and which one actually has a track record of having done something with the economy, the border, the,
yep, absolutely,
national security scene, the whole thing. So that's my take. But you know what? What Kevin thinks, what I think, less important than what you think. So you can tell us today, 701-271-1100, who you're rooting for Wednesday. Who is, and I'm most curious what Trump folks are going, who they're going to root for. Who, if you're a Trump voter, nothing's moving me. I'm voting for Trump, period. End of statement. Wednesday, you don't have Trump to root for. He's taking a pass because he's leading by a mile. So now who do I root for? And what is the, what is the, you know, political promises, when, especially a time like this, you got all these people vying, everybody's going to do this, that, or the other thing, right? All kinds of political promises and candy and niceties and everything else. What's the number one most important action item you want from a president? You want to hear in that debate? Getting past the gotcha questions and go right to the meat of the issues. What would it be? You're asking the questions. What's the question you would ask? What topic? What's number one most important? I want to know that too. Okay, so 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. If you'd like to call us and answer that question or series of questions, again, who are you rooting for? And topic number uno, you want debated. You want in the way of a rock-solid contract from whoever the nominee is. 271-1100. You may also text us, although if we're being fully honest, it's much more fun to talk to you than read your text. But I will, if you choose to opine in that way. 701-271-1100 to call us. If you are in a hurry, want to just get something off your chest, you can call our 24-7 line, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. There'll be a bunch of options here, including leaving us a message, which we will get during the program and play. Or the text is 237-1590. 1590. 237-1590. Governor Doug Burgum and Governor Tim Walz. North Dakota governor, Minnesota governor, on Meet the Press yesterday. Meet the Depressed, as Rush Limbaugh used to say.
Oh, so bad.
He had other names for it, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Governor, we Meet the Depressed with one.
MSDNC.
Oh.
Had no name for all of them.
Yeah, but he had really good Meet the Depressed, Press the Meet. I can't
Chuck
remember.
Chuck Todd.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, both governors were on. I think you won't have quite as snarky a questions coming from Martha McCallum and Brett Baer on Wednesday night in the debate on Fox. But I guarantee it's going to be like, Trump said this, what do you say? Which is the laziest,
they cannot get away from him.
Laziest thing that the media can do and prove that they are one with the left.
Yep.
It's all one big cabal. Otherwise, if they were fair and balanced and did just basic, simple journalistic, talents.
Yeah.
They took into their job, they would do something like this. Biden said no comment on Hawaii. What do you think? Should he have said no comment when 100 people have died and fires are raging? And,
yeah.
You know, they never do it the other way.
Nope.
First of all, it's the laziest thing a reporter can do anyways is, you know, Trump said, what do you say? Trump said, what do you say? Trump,
it's so frustrating.
It's just, I mean, ask a question about the same topic. Find out how their answer differs than the other. I mean, ask the same question, whatever, but Trump said, what do you say? And as Senator Kevin Cramer has told us many times, it is the parlor game in Washington, D.C. in the halls of the Capitol. Every reporter follows Republicans around to say, Trump said, what do you say? And they never say, Biden said, what do you say? Biden did, what do you say? To the Democrats. They don't do it. So we'll get a little preview of that and some of the questions from Chuck Todd of MSNBC, Meet the Depressed. And then a rebuttal of sorts from Governor Tim Walz in Minnesota, which is really weird. Play you some clips of those when we come back, and much more straight ahead on What's on Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried to order some more towels because we have some guests coming.
Oh, okay.
Soon, and we wanted to spruce up one of the guest bathrooms
a little bit
with some new towels.
So there you go.
What do you do when you need towels, Ken?
Towels that work?
Yeah, towels that actually
absorb.
Actually dry you off.
You'd go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code Scott.
Right, and do you know what?
Like we did twice.
I got a note back. Sold out!
You did?
Sold out.
Oh, I believe it.
I've never seen that in my life before for a MyPillow product, so they are flying off the shelf because they're priced incredibly low right now.
Should have seen my wife when my kid tried to take two of them to go down to the boat with him. So, no.
Not the My Pillows.
Not those ones.
Yeah, take those. Take
the boat towels.
Basic, you know, sheets of Kleenex, our beach towels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. No, they do. Just like the robe. It's the best. And MyPillow.com is a treasure trove. You never need to walk into another big box store ever again. Everything you need right there. MyPillow.com. Sleepwear, by the way. My wife loves their sleepwear. It's another thing you might not think about that they have. Got a lot you don't know about it. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, platform for USA entrepreneurs. Go there, support the good work of Mike Lindell. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com to get the best deal. Remember to use the promo code Scott and call us at 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott at MyPillow. 800-506-9028. You can email us, too, by the way, and I do have an email here I want to get to because it's a topic that came up over the weekend. It is on my stack of stuff here besides the debate talk, but this sort of ties in. Jeremy emails in, hey, I see DeSantis recently called Trump supporters listless vessels.
I saw that, too. I didn't see him actually do it, but I saw the headline.
Emailer goes on to say, yet he will have the nerve to ask for our vote should Biden's DOJ dethrone Trump. This is why you hear a lot of MAGA vowing to boycott a 24 election if Trump is not in. We Trump supporters have been attacked by the Never Trumpers who refused to support us. They cheered with joy when we lost our endorsements. We lost for several reasons. One being they did not turn out for us or voted against us. Then they come out after sinking our ship with this I told you so drivel. MAGA is looking to educate them that they cannot win without us. MAGA is looking to educate them, that's the Never Trumpers, they can't win without us. I think that's fair. So rooting for us to lose and trashing us is not going to build any unity. Those of us on Trump's side are loyal to the party and are now loyal to him and make America great again, as the party often seems to have abandoned us. It has been said that without Trump, many in MAGA are politically homeless. We're tired of being blamed for losses and all the party's problems. We will simply walk and see how they do without us. Thanks, Jeremy. Well thought out commentary there from our fine listeners, which is always great. On the listless vessels comment, as I was doing a little cleaning around the house this weekend, I tuned in C-SPAN Radio. Have you ever gone to C-SPAN Radio?
I avoid that. No, I have not gone there.
Okay, well, let me tell you one nice thing that C-SPAN Radio does on Sunday. Okay. They run all the Sunday shows back-to-back.
Ah, okay.
So if you're in church, like I was Sunday morning, and I can't see Meet the Press, then in the afternoon, while I'm finishing my honey-do list, I can listen to every one of them.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
I was even talking to my neighbor, Vince Webker, the Hot Tub Vinny. And he's like, what is that noise? I'm like, I'm listening to CNN. What? You got brain damage? But what I heard on CNN was Ken Cuccinelli, who is a Ron DeSantis surrogate, bashing CNN for using an edited clip of DeSantis, saying when he said listless supporters, he wasn't talking about Trump supporters.
Right.
When he said listless vessels, rather, he
taken
wasn't talking
out of
about
context.
Trump. Yes.
Imagine them doing that.
I know. I can't even imagine. So they edited this clip. So I don't know all the details, but I've got that in my stack of stuff. We'll get to that today before we're done. Tom, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 701-271-1100. Who are you rooting for Wednesday night?
I'm hoping that Tim Scott does well. Because I think when it comes down to the swing voters in the swing states, he brings new people into the conversation. But also, you said earlier about even when Trump is not there, they're going to try to make the conversation about that. When one of the candidates says, look, that was a stupid question. This is how you should ask it, and then go ahead and answer it. That person's going to climb about 10 points in the polls. That's what I think.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for having this conversation. I think it's a good one.
And by the way, Tom, not only would they gain an upper hand what the commentator said, that's a stupid question. You got nine of us up here, ten of us, however many are up there. You know, why are you asking us about Trump? The crowd would go crazy when they say, because you're going to unite everybody, every Tim Scott follower, every, you know, Ron DeSantis follower, everybody.
Yep.
Well, you're taking on the media, you win.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would. Absolutely, they would. Because right now, the person that wins when we talk about Trump is Joe Biden. And not because they're talking about Trump, because they're not talking about Biden. So yep. Thank you. I hope somebody does it. Maybe it'll be Governor Burgum. I don't know. But, yes, we need to talk to the swing voters and the swing states about what it means to be a Republican.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate your call. God bless you. 701-271-1100 to weigh in. By the way, back to the DeSantis memo that I mentioned, I guess in the local version of the What's on Your Mind, so maybe our friends out west have not heard this yet. But there was a memo that was put out on the overarching goals for Ron DeSantis to do at the debate, and I have a copy of it right here. And number one on the list of his four basic must-dos, attack Joe Biden and attack the media. So that's exactly what Tom's talking about.
Yep.
You unite everybody when you're attacking the media because they're one and the same.
True that.
All the same.
Yep.
All right. A few texts we'll squeeze in here. If Merrick Garland was interested in the law, he would demand Joe Biden complete a cognitive test. That's not going to happen.
Good luck with that.
Merrick Garland is basically the like little yipping puppy.
Yep.
Yes, master. Yes, master. He's on a leash.
No question.
Joe Biden is pulling him around literally by a leash.
No. Biden and him are both on the same leash. I think somebody else has got a hold of the end of it, though.
But you know what?
In my humble opinion.
By the way, Ron DeSantis is in Fargo today, in case you missed that. Did I say Ron DeSantis?
Yeah, no.
Merrick Garland. I'm getting my stories mixed up here. Merrick Garland, the attorney general, is in Fargo today to meet with law enforcement officials. That's all we know. Around the lunch hour today, we'll have media there covering it. I hope this question is asked. Why is the Department of Justice at war with North Dakota farmers, with North Dakota's energy industry? Anybody who drives a truck is now under attack based on these new EPA rules. I mean, I could go right down the list. The border. North Dakota is part of litigation federally right now trying to stop the Biden administration. They are at war with North Dakota. Somebody ask about that.
Yeah, and he comes here for whatever.
And a story I would ask about is, you know, Alfonso Rodriguez was convicted for the murder of Drew Shedin. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Probably until the Jake Wallin murder, the most famous murder in these parts for a long time. It was national news. He was convicted of the death penalty. It was overturned on a technicality and never appealed by the Biden Justice Department. They didn't want justice for Alfonso Rodriguez. Should be asked about that, too. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Crews in Southern California are working to restore power to a few thousand customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hilary. A tropical storm warning is in effect for some 42 million people as El Nino storm continues to bring much-needed water to the drought-stricken area. No deaths have been reported in the southwest, but there is widespread reports of flooding and downed trees. Flood watches are in effect for Southern California into parts of Arizona, Oregon, and Idaho. As of 3 o'clock this morning, just over 17,000 homes in California were without power in the path of Hilary. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to visit Hawaii today. The Bidens will meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people, with over 1,000 still missing. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Brought to you by our friends at Cerecet. What does Cerecet stand for anyway, Kev?
Cerebral Reset.
So like...
It's really cool. I did. I went over and did the whole deal. Did the
so relaxing.
Thing. It really, it's unbelievable the way they can, you know, map your electronics.
And it's great idea to do what Kev did, because you get kind of a benchmark and then you say, okay, well, I'm not really sleeping that well. Okay, let's try this. You relax, you rebalance, you reset, and it's, Big Pharma can't stand this. They think this is a really
game
bad
changer,
idea.
Yeah.
They don't like the idea that you're doing something without a pill. But kids with attention and focusing problems, behavioral problems, anybody with sadness, state of depression, anxiety, nervousness, getting bad sleep, broken sleep, you know, kind of not feeling the energy, they can help. Find out more at Cerecet.com. That's C-E. Cerebral, think cerebral, and reset.com, CEReset.com, or call 566-5231. All right, debate time, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Halperin from Fox News is going to join us in just a moment to tell us a little bit about the debate. Here's what we anticipate a lot of questions to be, just like Chuck Todd yesterday on Meet the Press asking Governor Doug Burgum this. Listen.
Now is one of the Republican candidates who will definitely be on that debate stage in Milwaukee on Wednesday night. It's North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Governor Burgum, welcome back to Meet the Press.
Chuck, great to be with you, and thanks for having us on this morning.
You got it. Since you and I last spoke about a month ago, a couple more indictments have come down on the former president. And I know you want to get to other topics, but I'm curious on the former president. Do you think he did try to overturn the election results in 2020? That he made a concerted effort to do that?
I know you want to get to other topics.
Well, Chuck, I this is one of these things. I think there's an entire cable news industry. There's an entire social media industry built around trying to answer that question. And when where we're coming from, you know, we're excited to be on the debate stage, the least known candidate on there. If you want to fill this gap where you've got, you mentioned 83% of Americans don't trust our institutions, the way that starts is leadership at the top. Any organization I've been involved with, it starts with a leader that you can trust, that's got the character and the integrity, the proven track record of being able to do that. And that's what I've done my whole life in every organization I've been, but people don't know that yet. So we absolutely are going to leave that to this whole industry. We've got to focus on telling our story and telling the story of what we've been able to get done in North Dakota.
All right, just wait. Pause it there.
You want to talk about.
There's more.
Policies for Trump.
There's another Trump question and another Trump question and another Trump question and another Trump question. And I think the governor is handling this perfectly. I really do. But let's see what Jared Halperin thinks from Fox News. With an update and a preview of the debate coming up. Jared, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
How many questions are going to be like that Wednesday night, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, listen, I think that there are going to be questions about, now, Donald Trump's not going to be there, and I think that presents an opportunity for candidates to kind of try and stake out their own lane in this race. But I do think that this is a unique situation in which the Republican frontrunner, who has pretty strong support and a very high floor of support, if you will, is facing this unprecedented situation of four indictments. And so, you know, asking about that and whether or not that it makes him electable or not is probably a question that they can't be able to answer.
I'm sorry, you broke up there. Probably a question that what?
They need to be able to answer.
Yeah, I'm not watching that debate on Wednesday night to see who can best answer questions about Donald Trump being under indictment. I'm watching that debate on Wednesday night to say, is there any heir apparent? Is there any, if not Trump, who?
And I think that's going to be the focus, and I think that there are serious policy differences as well when you think about, you know, differences of opinion on funding the war in Ukraine, differences of opinion on the federal role of in the abortion debate. But there have been questions, and you look at somebody like former Vice President Mike Pence, right, who has made the issue of Trump's indictments a central part of his campaign. He has said that it makes him unqualified to be president of the United States. Is that view shared by Doug Burgum? Is that view shared by the other candidates up there? That would be a policy dispute between Mike Pence and presumably other candidates.
Yeah, that would be an interesting angle where you're taking one Republican's opinion versus another. But I think people are just tired of it being the obsession of the left-wing media and question after question rather than the issues. Who's going to be on the stage, Jared? Who's now officially qualified?
Yeah, well, we're still seeing we know who definitely is qualified. There's a few others who believe that they have, and we've not gotten that indication yet from the RNC. But for sure, it's Vivek Ramaswamy, it's Governor DeSantis, Ambassador Haley, Governor Burgum, Senator Scott, former Governor Christie, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. So what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is that 8? That's 8. Trump is qualified but is not showing up. Both Francis Suarez, the mayor of Miami, and businessman Perry Johnson have indicated they believe they have qualified. Both of them had met the fundraising criteria, have not met officially the polling criteria, but both of them believe that they now have with the new polls that have come out. Ultimately, that will be up to the RNC whether or not those were qualifying polls or not. We should find out, I would think, this evening, because candidates had until this evening to formally qualify. Obviously, they would have to sign that debate, that loyalty pledge as well, that they would support the eventual Republican nominee. But listen, at least 8 up there, that's a good field. And for a lot of these guys, a big opportunity, right? Probably the biggest stage that they've been on in their political careers, other than, I suppose, former Vice President Pence, right? That they have a big national audience. They're up there answering questions in a way that we haven't seen them do before. I think debates are very important because, again, it lets us flesh out some of these policy differences and do it in a way where it's not just a stump speech, right? If you're only interaction with a candidate is maybe watching them on the stump speech or a quick sort of handshake. That's not the same interaction as what you see on a debate stage. And so I think that will be really a big opportunity for some of these guys to, you know, especially somebody maybe like a Governor Burgum, right, who doesn't have a huge national profile, to step out and try and enhance that national profile.
Chatting with Gerald Halperin from Fox News today, your colleagues, Brett Baer and Martha McCallum, will be co-anchoring the debate, so maybe you've got a little inside baseball here. Sometimes they focus specifically on particular issues for the candidates. Any predetermined focus as far as a policy topic?
I don't think predetermined. Listen, I think that the issues are pretty well known, right? I think that there is going to be a big focus on how candidates plan to handle the economy. What are their plans for the border? These are issues that certainly they all agree on. President Biden has not accomplished well, right? There's going to be universal agreement in that. But the follow-up question then becomes, well, what would you do differently? How would you implement that? How do you move forward in a divided Congress, per se? How do you, you know, it's one thing to say, you know, President Biden is bad for X, Y, and Z. The follow-up then is, okay, so what's your plan? What do you do moving forward? So I do think we'll get a lot of that on the border, on the economy, as I said, with funding for Ukraine, maybe the role that abortion plays in federal politics, potentially some questions about proposals that have been made on sort of how elections are handled. You know, a lot of issues that I think are front and center, but it's important to get deep in those and how candidates view them and what their policies are.
What do you anticipate in the format? I heard no opening statements, right? We're just going to go right to the questions. I mean, how are they going to referee this thing?
It's going to be challenging, right? I mean, there'll be time limits on questions and responses. They will have, I think they're using a buzzer. They used that bell last cycle, and I guess dogs got upset.
I probably had nothing to do with the nothing to do with the bell. It had everything to do with the candidates on the stage. And the dogs were upset, probably. I don't know.
Well, because I guess they had like a dinger last time on time, and it sounded like doorbells, and dogs across the country would like start barking and running to doors. So I think they have a different sounding buzzer this time.
That's hilarious.
Hopefully, keeps things calmer in households across America, but. Listen, I think that's going to be the challenge for Brett and Martha. They're certainly seasoned and well-equipped to handle this. But, listen, you're going to have 8-9 candidates up there that are trying to get every last second of their time in. You're going to have a lot of back and forth. And hopefully the policy shines through. I know that, you know, when I talked to Brett, he said that his hope is that at the end of the night, you know, the focus is on the answers and not him and Martha. So I know that's the game plan moving forward. I have every confidence in both of them to be able to reach that goal.
Yeah, they're two pros. They are. We're lucky to have them. Appreciate the time today, Jared, and looking forward to the debate on Wednesday. We'll catch up again. Take care.
Sounds good.
18 before the top of the hour. Let's get – so Tim Walz and Tim Burgum were both on – excuse me, Doug Burgum, governor of North Dakota, Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, both on Meet the Press – with Upchuck Todd yesterday. You heard the first question for Governor Burgum and his answer. Now here's the first question for Tim Walz and his answer. Listen.
And by the way, Burgum got an unusual endorsement at the Iowa State Fair last week from a Democrat.
Oh.
Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. Walz said, "I'm not a Republican," he told the New York Times, "and I'm not going to vote in the Republican primary. But if I did, I'd vote for him." Well, Walz was in Iowa as a surrogate for President Biden, and he joins us now representing the Biden campaign. Governor Walz, didn't mean to sandbag you there with your Doug Burgum endorsement, but you guys are neighboring governors. Quickly explain your working relationship with him.
Yeah, well, Doug is a friend, and it's kind of sad to me to hear that interview you did, which was a good one, asking all the hard questions. We've worked together on really important things that governors do, whether that's a flood diversion around Fargo to make sure that the seasonal floods of the Red River don't hit, and then agricultural issues. But look, Doug wouldn't answer the questions that need to be answered, and you were asking what's going to come out of this debate. The minute they all step on the stage, the American people have lost. Are they going to debate who can ban the most books, who, you know, Doug, he didn't tell you this, but he signed a 6-week abortion ban, which is hugely unpopular and simply wrong in America. So, yeah, we're friends, but I hate to see it go down this road. Those are very simple questions about, you were asking about the president, about the indictments. And so I was a little bit tongue-in-cheek. And the sad part is I do believe that Doug is probably the most normal of these. That's a pretty weird group of folks going to be on the debate stage. Doug's a pretty good guy, but he's trapped in a Republican Party with no ideas.
Let me ask you something about gosh. We have more of these. We're going to play throughout the program. Kind of go back and forth between the Burgum questions and the Walz questions. But twice in that answer, Kev, he said Doug is a friend, right?
Yeah, but play the weird part
again. A little bit tongue-in-cheek. And the sad part is I do believe that Doug is probably the most normal of these. That's a pretty weird group of folks going to be on the debate stage.
That is the epitome of the pot calling the kettle black.
No kidding.
Weird.
Not to mention, he ripped the governor six times in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug, sort of a friend, yeah. But he did this, he did that.
Six-week abortion ban.
Yeah, the guy's for babies. He wants to save babies. Can you believe that? We want to kill babies here in the Democratic Party. Guys like that standing in the way of us.
With a straight face.
Killing babies? Oh, my God.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition,
values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Still to come on What's on Your Mind, we have that memo that was leaked for DeSantis' strategy at the debate on Wednesday. I'll share some details of that. I have the audio on CNN manipulating audio of Ron DeSantis to make it look as though he was talking about Trump supporters when he said listless vessels. Oh, CNN edited a clip to make Ron DeSantis look bad. I can't even believe. How would that happen?
No bias there.
I'm sure heads are rolling as we speak.
Yeah.
But about this right now. The Attorney General of the United States is in town, as in Fargo, today. An event happening with law enforcement and media at the federal courthouse. We will have coverage of that for you today on the program. Victor Davis Hanson, my favorite historian of all time, was on with Mark Levin last night. I have a piece of that I want to play for you, too.
Loved it.
All that is good. Yeah.
Heard the replay coming in this morning.
Really good. And that and more as we continue on What's on Your Mind. After I tell you about PetroServe USA and their home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, how about a muffin today? It's Muffin Monday. You get any fresh-baked muffins, 99 cents. So if you got cheated on breakfast and you're tooling around right now, I'd head for a PetroServe USA. Any of them. Get yourself a muffin for 99 cents. For lunch today, chicken fettuccine sound good? Or a southern fried chicken? West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Salisbury steak, 12th Avenue and I-29. Mac and cheese or Sloppy Joe's, MP Avenue location. That's downtown Fargo, PetroServe USA. Swedish meatballs today in Glendon off Highway 10 and 45th Street, 9th Avenue Southwest. Plus Salisbury steak in Yulin. Let's play another question. We're ping-ponging back and forth between the Meet the Press questions for Governor Burgum yesterday and for Governor Walz. In our last clip, you heard Tim Walz ripping on Doug Burgum, and he says he's not answering these questions. Let's listen to the questions from Chuck Todd.
You know, you are running for president. You don't think people need to know where you stand on these issues? You're asking to be the next guardrail of the American democracy. At the end of the day, this is the biggest stress test our country's faced in over 100 years.
Trump is what he's still on.
Yes, and I think part of a stress test, whether it's for Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, everybody's innocent until they're proven guilty in this country, and lots of accusations that are being tossed around. But I think that if, you know, we're focused on January is when the first caucuses and primary are. That's when the voters get to decide. I do trust the voters. I trust that if we can show that we're a credible alternative, that we can deliver the things that Americans are looking for, because Americans do want this country to move forward. They want presidential elections to be about the future, a vision for the future. Then we have to offer that. If I'm just one more pundit, you know, criticizing everything that's gone on in 2020, no one's gonna see that there's leadership there. So again, presidential campaigns, you know, are about the future, and we're gonna paint that picture of how we can improve the economy, energy, and national security. How that's gonna improve every American life. How it's gonna bring out the best of America. This country's got to move forward, not backwards.
I think he's doing a fantastic job answering these questions.
Yep.
And right back at you. By the way, he got in Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and Trump there.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to talk about accusations, Chuck? How about Hunter Biden? How about Joe Biden and what's been alleged? I think it was a very good answer. Tell me if I'm wrong. 271-1100. Here's Walz now in his second question.
Had to say to me last week. Who would you like to see in this race?
I would like to see a moderate governor, hopefully from the heartland, from one of the four states that Democrats will need.
So let's see, Gretchen Whitmer. You'd like to see her, or is it Tim Walz, your home state governor, Tony Evers? Help me out here.
You just said a few names I think would be great.
Later in the interview, he also said many of these people don't want me to mention their name on the record, according to Dean Phillips. But look, I know what you've said about this effort that he's embarking upon, and you've said you support the president. Do you really believe Joe Biden is the best candidate the Democrats could nominate, or is this a political expediency answer?
Well, absolutely. First of all, he's been one of the most highly effective presidents we've ever seen. I sat in Congress for 12 years waiting for Infrastructure Week. He actually delivered on this. And look, Dean is a friend of mine. I love him. But I spent last weekend on Mackinac Island with Tony Evers and Gretchen Whitmer talking about how we're going to make sure that we win this for Joe Biden. Because this is not a debate about Joe Biden's age or experience. It's about a debate about protecting the democracy. You just heard probably the most reasonable of the Republican candidates not give you a single answer on things. It's about recruiting jobs back into Minnesota. It's about being able to feed our children. So, yes, I do believe the president is the best one. I believe he has delivered, and his record shows that. And anything other than that is simply distraction.
Here we go. Protecting our democracy. Well, and by the way, there was
he delivered on
another rip on Doug Burgum in there.
Yeah.
And Doug's a friend. But, you know, he's...
Didn't answer your questions. Well, what's built... What's back and what's better?
Well, two things.
Build back better. What?
His first accomplishment he mentions about Biden is infrastructure. The actual infrastructure bill? The one that had
climate.
Actual infrastructure?
Yeah, it was all climate.
Well, no, that was actually
That was the inflation reduction.
Right. So the first infrastructure bill was actually infrastructure.
Yep.
Okay? And guess what? Doesn't pass without Republicans. So it's a bipartisan bill. So as much credit goes to Republicans as does the Democrats on the true infrastructure. Then he passes what he calls the Inflation Reduction Act and loads that up with green energy BS.
It's all climate. Yep.
And as you say, show me what's done. So that isn't infrastructure. I'd love to just have a debate with all these people, and it should be asked at the debate Wednesday night. What's infrastructure?
And they use phrases like, you know, the vast majority of Americans don't agree with this. They don't like that 6-week abortion ban. That's just lying. That's just, you know, I just some of this, so much of this is just blah, 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 blah.
More when we continue on these and other issues, including was July 14th when Mohammed Barakat shot four individuals, murdered a police officer. Was that an Islamic terrorist attack? A few folks are saying yes, and they'll tell you why before we're done today. MyPillow's 20-year anniversary. With over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented pill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Order.